From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Pakistani officials are describing it as one of the deadliest attacks this year. More than 60 people are reported to have been killed in a double suicide bombing in a district in the tribal area along the Afghan border. NPR's Julie McCarthy has more.
The attack ripped through a busy market in the district of Momond, one of seven that make up Pakistan's restive tribal belt. Authorities said one of the bombers was on a motorcycle and the other is reported to have detonated a Toyota Corolla filled with explosives. Pakistani forces have been stepping up operations on militants in the area where Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are said to be hiding. The magnitude of Friday's blast, which damaged a prison and allowed inmates to escape, signaled that the militants remain a highly lethal force. The intended target is still not clear, but government offices and crowded Friday markets are often singled out for suicide bombings. Dawn newspaper reports that the Pakistan-based group Tehrik-e-Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Lahore.
One of the most closely watched cloak and dagger exchanges between the U.S. and Russia is now over, with the U.S. agreeing to turn over 10 Russian spies in exchange for four people being held by Russia on spy charges. The whirlwind exchange in Vienna was made possible after the 10 people being held by the U.S. agreed to plead guilty to relatively minor charges yesterday, bringing them to be deported from the country. The plane believed to be carrying some of those traded by the U.S. for the 10 Russians arrived at an airport outside Washington today. Oakland police say they made 78 arrests for vandalism and looting following protests over the trial of a transit officer who killed an unarmed black man. Mina Kim from member station KQED reports.
Oakland Police Chief Anthony Batts says three-fourths of those arrested were from outside Oakland, and most are linked to anarchist groups. Batts called it unacceptable for non-residents to come into Oakland and damage the city's businesses and struggling mom-and-pop stores. Vandals used bats, spray paint, and homemade explosives to damage about a dozen businesses. The violence broke out after mostly peaceful demonstrations following the Meserle verdict. Ex-transit officer Johannes Meserle was convicted of involuntary manslaughter for shooting Oscar Grant in the back as he lay face down on a train platform. For NPR News, I'm Mina Kim in Oakland.
President Obama today urged Congress to pass a $5 billion expansion of tax credits for clean energy. Campaigning on behalf of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, the president said such public sector investment creates private sector jobs.
For every dollar we invest, we leverage two more private sector dollars. We're betting on the ingenuity and talent of American businesses.
Mr. Obama estimates expanding the tax credit would create nearly 40,000 jobs. A winning end of the week for Wall Street. The Dow was up 59 points. The Nasdaq gained 21 points today. You're listening to NPR. According to the government official in charge of overseeing the cleanup of the leaking BP oil well, a new containment cap and an additional ship to collect oil could be in place as early as Monday. National Incident Commander Thad Allen says work to replace a leaky containment cap on the well with a tighter one is slated to begin over the weekend. If everything goes according to plan, that would mean much, if not all, of the oil leaking from the well in the Gulf of Mexico would be collected. Meanwhile, officials say a pair of relief wells considered the best hope of ending the spill are closer to being completed. New analysis of a popular but controversial drug for diabetes has come down hard on the product, and some scientists inside and outside the Food and Drug Administration say it should be banned. Joanne Silberner has more.
Avandia was once the most popular diabetes drug in the U.S. It's good at controlling blood sugar. But several years ago, reviews of health records suggested people on Avandia were more likely to suffer heart attacks, stroke, and death. A second similar drug called Actos has been linked to fewer problems. At a hearing next week, the FDA will consider whether to take Avandia off the market. In 765 pages of background material, FDA scientists conclude that there's a much stronger link between Avandia and heart problems compared to Actos. Manufacturer GlaxoSmithKline stands behind its drug and has planned a trial to compare the two, but FDA statisticians are warning the agency that putting people on Avandia in an experiment would be unethical. For NPR News, I'm Joanne Silberner.
Commerce Department says inventories at the wholesale level rose 0.5% in May. However, in a sign the recovery has been slow to take hold, sales fell 0.3%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.